It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning to you, man. Hey, we're so happy to have you joining us early on a day that we've never seen before. We're happy to see this day today. And it is on and popping. If you are a fan of the association, if you follow the NBA, things are rapidly changing as we speak.
Do it differently.
The landscape will be different for some of the teams. Some of the teams may stay the same. Looks like. But yesterday, we spent a lot of time on the K word,
Kyrie.
Kyrie, Kanye, KD, all of them. But in particular, Kyrie, because he was trying to, contemplating whether or not he's going to opt in or opt out his player option that he had with the Brooklyn Nets. And it turns out overnight that the word is that he's going to opt in and he's going to stay.
Right, right, right. A few hours before that, he wasn't. He was going to your team.
Yeah. Talk about that was some trade rumors, Kyrie to the Lakers and some other things going on like that. Lakers are pursuing him. But as I said earlier, I think he made his mind up that he's going to go and stay with KD.
Yep.
They're not going to win it, though. I mean, it's cute. They're going to win some games and it's going to have a pretty good season. But it's just something about that team. You know, keep in mind, I want to remind people, Ben Simmons is on that team too. Maybe he'll be the difference. I don't know. We'll see. But that's some of the things that's tracking. But a little close to home, John Wall for Raleigh Wood, stand up.
Yes,
John. John opted out. He took a buyout.
Buyout?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to call that?
Yeah. Yeah, took all right.
they owed him $47 million.
Right.
So he took a buyout for $41 million. And here's the crazy part about it. That $6 million that he's leaving on the table, he's gonna get that when he goes to the LA Clippers. He didn't take no damn buyout. He's still getting the same money. I ain't mad at him. But I tell you, my Clippers gonna be all right.
Oh, your Clippers?
Well, I'm a Lakers fan, but LeBron, I'm a Lakers has with a little asterisk on it because LeBron, you know. No, it's not. I'm good with LeBron. The guy that I don't like, and I don't know him personally. It's not like I don't like him personally. Mm-hmm. I don't like him as a player. It's Anthony Davis. He's the one that just gets on my damn nerve.
He gets on your nerve.
Well, he don't really. I mean, when he plays.
I was going to say, when last time we saw him play.
But, yeah, the word is John Wall has reached a buyout with the Houston Rockets and is set to become a free agent. After he clears waivers, he's going to be joining the L.A. Clippers. And I just thought this is interesting. I don't know. I forgot about John Wall, to be honest with you.
What?
I had seen him a long time playing basketball. But can he help the Clippers is the question.
John Wall?
Yeah.
I think that's a good spot for him. He doesn't have to carry that huge load.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good opportunity for him to come in and be that significant role player, which is what is probably a good spot for him right now.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know where his game is, being honest with you, right, as it stands.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I think.
We hadn't really talked about him in a long time.
I don't know who missed more time, him or Zion. I don't even know.
But. Yeah, really, that's probably a good point. Zion has been playing for 2 years, though. That's the thing.
I mean, I ain't seen John Wall play in three.
He's, but if he is healthy and Kawhi is healthy, PG-13, I think they're going to be pretty good. I think it's a good rehab crew. Yeah.
You know.
And they got Tyronn Lue out there, who's a good coach.
Really good coach.
Yeah.
He got the respect of the players. So I think it's a good look.
Good coach.
I think it's a good look. I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what Mike Wells, the ESPN radio host, had to say about John Wall provides for the Clippers. Let's take a look.
Anything is better than nothing with the Clippers. once John Wall signs with them. But for the Clippers' sake, they hope he can be that guy, can be a double-digit scorer who can, you know, average, you know, 7 to 8 assists per game. Because whatever he's able to provide is a bonus for the Clippers, because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are the focal point of that offense.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I just think it's a great look. I think it's kind of exciting to see the Big Three getting together. I guess that's a Big Three right there. And we'll see how it turns out. But let's get back on Kyrie a bit more, though. You know, he opted in for the $36 million. I signed him for that 1 year. Kyrie, I'm talking about.
Give him one year.
Yeah, because, you know, he up for that max deal. Nah, he had to pay this 1 year to see how he works out. I mean, right?
Yeah. Like, will he, how many games will he play? What's going to be his calls this year that makes him have to sit out? You know, you
No, because seriously, it could be like, you know, Juneteenth, he's sitting out. You know, it could be anything.
Now, that's not fair now. Now, y'all be fair. Outside of the vaccination, which is really, you know, that's New York. It is what it is. But outside of that, I mean, the only time he really sit out was the rest, like all the other guys are doing.
LeBron do it.
They all do it.
He sat out with game management. When the protests started happening, he sat out for that.
But he wasn't the only one. A lot of them do it. A lot of them did.
Yeah, but here's one of the issues, though. The main part of the protest happened like 6 months prior to that. He was just late protesting. It wasn't happening during the basketball season. It was during the summer.
Right.
I don't know about that. What? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I think y'all would be a little unfair to Kyrie on that one.
Yesterday, you didn't know if he was.
I mean, he still missed games. That'll take away from the fact that he missed a game. Yeah, that'll change that. That'll change that, but I'm like, you know, but I don't foresee that happening other than, you know, when he's fasting. I think that hurt him.
That's the other thing.
That hurt him quite a bit.
No, but is he a Muslim?
I have no idea.
We're not sure, but
he was doing it. He was pressing Muslims
during the playoffs.
I don't know. He was fasting. I know that.
Practices, you know, Ramadan and all that. He was doing all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do what you want to do. You can fast when you want to fast. I was just wondering. I know Akeem Olajuwon did it because he was a Muslim and he practiced it, and he did it religiously, literally. But I was just sure. I wasn't curious about Kyrie. I mean, you know.
I just know he was fasting. I don't know why, but he was fasting, He wasn't prepared for it. I put it that way.
On Barley Hahn. Yesterday, I guess, they was talking about Kyrie doing it for the money or not in terms of signing up. Let's take a listen.
But tell me this. Is this really about money? Or is this because they're not giving you away, so you're throwing a temper tantrum? Because at the end of the day, Brooklyn is going to be able to pay him a lot more money than the Lakers can pay him.
Sure.
Like, they're going to pay him $10 million. What are we talking about? This ain't about money. This is about you being a spoiled brat and not getting your way, or you're trying to do a power flex. What?
Ooh.
I'm assuming that was prior to him signing, prior to the news mm-hmm. last night that he's coming on.
Yeah, it was prior to.
Yeah, okay.
But even that, though, I mean, it's business. That's how you negotiate. It's business.
Kimmy says business.
I mean, it's business. That's what that is.
It's business. Is he a businessman or a business man?
He's a business
For 36
man.
Feet, he's a business man.
Yeah, yeah,
he is a business. Trust me. A lot of business.
Business.
I mean, he went with the money.
Yeah.
That's the fact. He went with the money. But I don't necessarily pay. See, I don't have a. I mean, well, I do have a problem with some of the missing games, but. For the most part, the missing games, okay, it is what it is. The whole, some of that, the New York thing, and it's like, look, man, all of this, okay, all right, y'all want to play, want to go back and forth, I get all that. But here's my problem. Let's get on the basketball court.
Right.
Because once we did start playing, that's when I realized, forget about you missing a game, you guys ain't been taking this seriously. And you really meant that when you said, I don't need a coach.
Right.
Mm.
That, to me, was more detrimental than anything that happened. Right. Any of the fasting, the nutrition, the missing games because of COVID. I mean, any of that. The fact that you really came in and you and Katie and the crew felt like, all right, we got this.
Right.
And you didn't work on your game.
Mm.
collectively. You didn't work on it. So, and you look bad. At the end of the day, it showed up and mm-hmm. you look bad. That out of all of this stuff is what really matters.
Yeah. Okay. I go with that. But now when you try to make a point, though, just when you said besides this, and those things you said besides, if it's like 10 things, besides this, besides that.
But they don't come back to miss the games.
If you got 20 things and you besides, that may be a problem if you think about that.
Yeah. But if they would have played better collectively,
yeah,
none of that stuff matters.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, that's like what we talked about, this whole load management thing, right?
Yeah.
So when you talk about load management, as long as you're winning, nobody give a damn how much load management you do. Right? The minute you're not winning, all of a sudden, it's load management. Oh, you missed too many games, and, you know, the continuity of the team, and, you know, it affected other players. And all of a sudden, there's 100 different reasons why load management is a bad thing.
Well, the other part is bad.
You start winning, load management not bad.
It's okay.
I mean, from a fan perspective, people's going to get upset because of, you spend all this money to go see these guys play and they don't play. That's right. That's the other issue right there.
Yeah, but they'll manage to do that, though. They don't, you know, they don't really care about that.
No, the players don't, but the fans do, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. But they don't.
That's why the schedules come out. You say, I'm going to go see LeBron when he comes to Charlotte. You get to Charlotte. It's not like he's hurt. Oh, he's sitting us out load management. What? I just paid $200. What? He better load up.
I drove 4 hours
to see him play. You better load up and go out there and play. Talk about load management. Right. So it becomes a fan problem too, I think, the image of.
But they don't care about that.
Because they spoil it. They're making $36 million a year.
They don't care. I'm just telling you, they don't care.
I think that
it's not right, but they don't care.
Yeah. I'm good with it until I pay $200 for a ticket. I get that, he'll show up.
But I'm not good with it at all. But from what I paid for it or not, but they don't care.
Yeah.
My thing is that doesn't factor into their thinking they do it.
I agree.
Yeah. It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Hey, you get a chance. You want to see everything, hear everything, go to thesportsshopradio.com. You can watch us. You can listen to us. You can download some of my shows. You can actually go and purchase some of our merchandise, and you can follow us. I mean, you can find out what we're all about. thesportsshotradio.com and get into it big time. You know, last night I mentioned I was watching not a lot of sports on, people, so you got to be creative and do what you do. It's amazing when sports is not on the calendar how I realize how much sports I watch, how that consumes me. I guess it makes sense, and that's what we do during the day. But anyway, ESPN, this is the 50th year of Title IX.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
And it was interesting. I love the document. I was so locked in the document. I was flipping through and I saw Cheryl Swoops, who I met a couple of times. We met out at the Final Four. She actually used to coach my niece at Loyola of Chicago in basketball. And I didn't realize that when she came out of school, they won the Final Four, I guess. They compare her to, she was the Michael Jordan of women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And what caught my attention is when she was there, Michael called her. She went to do a camp and Mike was there. And Michael called her and said, I want to make sure you're at the camp tomorrow because I got something I want to do. So he played a one-on-one. And it's funny, Michael had his UNC, he's a Carolina shirt on, Carolina shorts on. Michael's all UNC. Anyway, but she was talking about, they stopped playing because Michael said, I didn't want to hurt her, so I just stopped. Cheryl said, no, I was giving him the business. That's why he stopped. But anyway, it went on to talk about, the 1996 national team, women's Rebecca Lobo and Lisa Leslie and all. It was then a girl from, I remember her name from Mississippi, who was a straight baller. I got to get her name, but she's one of she's the leader on the team. From a small town in Mississippi, then Cheryl McGee was on there. Don Staley was on that team. They talked about Tubbs, who is the Tara, who's the coach of Stanford. They talked about how rough she was. Mm. If you watch that documentary, you'll learn a lot about a lot of people, a lot about women's basketball. But I had to stop. I said, I thought it's really interesting. We're going forward with 50 years after Title IX and seeing all these things happening, and it's great. Then I think about what happened a few days ago,
right,
with the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I said, isn't this really interesting? You know, so I had that thought, and I watched
something. Went backwards.
I watched something where we're taking two steps forward, mm-hmm. then we got to take it five steps backwards, in my opinion, with this decision that was made by the Supreme Court a couple of days ago. So anyway, I just want you guys to chime on
it. I got to go back and check. I got to check that out.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Demand.
Yeah, it was really, really informative. I think part three and four is going to be tonight.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I got a chance to see Catch. Mm-hmm. Story about Tamika Catchings on SEC Network.
Oh, okay.
The other day. And that Tennessee Volunteers team and how she grew up. And I didn't realize her sister played for Illinois. Mm. And they went head-to-head in the NCAA tournament.
Really?
Yeah. I never knew that part either. But and how she, she had a disability with hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't. She was supposed to wear hearing aids, and at the age of, I think she was in the second grade, she got tired of the kids teasing her, so she took them out.
Wow.
So she went through the rest of school just figuring it out.
Right? Wow.
And then finally, Coach Summit, during a practice once, because she was yelling, she was trying to get her to do stuff, and of course you can't see, because if you're not looking at the coach, you can't read your lips, can't see anything.
Right.
You can't see sign language.
Right.
She said, look, if you're going to be the best player you can ever be, you're going to have to start wearing hearing aids again.
Mm.
And she was the only person to get her to put it back, to start back.
Oh, what a great story.
She was the only person to get her to start
back.
Hey,
let me tell you something. That story and the story behind some of the stuff I saw last night, it'll have you captivated for a long, long time. The girl I was talking about, her name is Ruthie Bolden, kid, man. She's from...
Oh, Ruthie. She's Bolden.
Bolden, yeah. She's from Lucedale, Mississippi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was straight balling. Good gracious. I mean, she was the real deal, man.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it with all the love in my heart.
Uh-oh.
She grew up playing in the dirt.
Did she?
The dirt.
And I think she said that, too.
Yeah, bro.
I think she said that.
Yeah, that's where they play basketball, on the clay courts.
Okay. Red dirt?
I would say the clay court. I'll put it that way. I start saying that now. I tell people, I said, you play basketball on the clay courts? They go, you don't play basketball on clay courts. I said, depending on what part of the country you're from.
I know.
You do play basketball on clay courts.
But it's just an outstanding story when you get, again, just watch it and see. But just following in parts three and four tonight, and again, the backdrop of that and what's going on right now in our country is crazy.
But, you know, the story, I would ask everyone to just do your research on Title IX, because a lot of people think Title IX is just about, as I did many, many years ago, it's just about making sure that you have women's sports.
Yeah, equitable.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just have women's sports.
For women, as
it's
you have for men.
It's so much larger than that. Oh, it's making sure that it has equity across the board for women in education.
Yep.
Like, I couldn't believe, we had to pass a law. They had to pass a law to say if a young girl gets pregnant, she can still go to school.
I didn't know that.
That's part of it.
Wow.
Like, that's why I'm like, you got to pass a law for that?
Well, you know, well,
you got to pass a law for that?
I'm surprised we had to pass a law to vote. I'm just saying. Anyway, man, I'm going to get back on this conversation. This is a good one.
Right.
Hold on. Let's go to the phones now. We got Shakai calling in on this Tuesday. Shakai, welcome to the Sports Center, my friend. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Happy Tuesday to my friends.
Thank you.
Good morning to you all. Listen, before I get started, I'll be remiss if I didn't say free Brittany Griner.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
they will eventually.
Eventually, one of these days, my lord. But also, Tuesday nights, Earl Reese, when he was sent to watch, is fantastic. You watch that? Set your DVR, say A&E, Bobby Brown, Bobby Beresford Brown, never let it step. Watch that.
Only if you can tell me how old is Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown is 53 years old. He's born February the 5th, 1969 in Roxbury, Massachusetts. Came back.
You need therapy.
Okay.
You need therapy.
He okay. He knew
exactly. You need therapy.
Yeah. I'm concerned, man. You my guy.
I got a number. I got a number for you, my friend.
I'm concerned, man. I'm concerned.
I got a number.
I know these things just like I know Patrick Ewing's middle name is Aloysius. I mean, who knew that besides me and Mikey Cap? Come on, somebody.
Aloysius, that's his middle name?
Patrick Aloysius Ewing.
The fact that you just can pronounce it, I'm giving you a win.
Born August the 5th in Kingston, Jamaica. August the 5th, the day after two of the greatest men to walk the face of this earth birthday. President Barack Obama, born August 4th. And yours came back. The fourth of August. I'm sorry.
Hey, isn't Reggie Miller name the same as well?
Aloysius.
Hey, listen. Reggie Miller played for the Knicks. Who cares about Reggie Miller? He was never a Knickerbocker.
But he never played
for the Knicks, but he showed made the Knicks. Hey, listen,
I know that's right.
But I got something for you, and I got my response to that. K-Mac is Larry Johnson. Grandma Ma, the 4-point play that shook the Garden. Listen, I got other things to discuss. You guys are taking a rough track. I want you guys to chime in. Have you read? First of all, before I get to that, John Wall says the Clippers, who's going to be the guard out there for the Lakers? Clippers just got better again in your Lakers.
We talked about that earlier,
Again in your Lakers. But my bigger question, Lisa K. Mac, did you hear the comments led by Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins, going after Earl Reese's homeboy, Day-Day? Did you read that?
What'd he say?
Oh, yeah.
What'd he say?
Listen, you can't play it on the air, Lisa K. Mac, the beautiful one, the firm. You can't listen to it on the air, but you guys can decipher it, maybe edit it, but that's something. Oh, my goodness. He went in on Day-Day. He took it to the, as the folks say down in the South, the streets.
I mean, so did anything prompted Perk to go at him? Did they say something to him or what?
He called to him a word that rhymes with moon, Reese, and that's all I'm going to say on the air because I'm trying to keep it on the positive tip. You know, I'm trying to spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. Hey, you guys, you looking fantastic. You looking good.
You got nice and cheap.
I like the cap, Earl Reese.
Appreciate it, man.
K-Mac, the Navy looks good on you. That's the little Dukas blue. And, of course, firm, the Carolina blue. What
that's right. That's right. Yeah.
My Lord, I love you guys.
Love you.
Fantastic show. Enjoy this day. And make it do what it do in the sports shop. Let's go.
Thank you, Shakai. Shakai has a real nice routine.
Yeah, he got a rhythm to it.
Got a nice pace to it.
Yeah, he got a nice pace.
I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Good job, Shakai. Way to work on your stuff.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, today, as I said earlier, there's a lot going on with the NFL, in particular the NFL quarterback, Deshaun Watson. He has an opportunity, him, his lawyers. They're going to, you know, did you realize the arbitrator is going to solve this whole thing in terms of determine the amount of time he's going to be out, if any. There's a young lady who
was already in arbitration.
Yeah. She's gonna make a determination. They decided to go to arbitration before this all started.
Oh, cool. Mm. Okay.
In terms of disciplinary action,
maybe that's how it works in the CBA in that book.
Probably
that
so. Yeah. But the lady is a black lady, and I can't remember her name, but she's a CEO. I can look it up. She's a CEO of something that. Robinson, I think it's her name. Look, see if you can find it. But anyway, Deshaun is up for this hearing. And the purpose of this is to determine how long he's going to be out. How many games he's going to be out. Mm. The civil stuff doesn't have nothing to do with this, right? The civil lawsuit.
Right.
This is the NFL and the NFLPA. Sue Robinson, right?
Sue Robinson.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Now the Texans are actually being sued.
Yep.
Yes.
Because they were being listed as being compliant or complicit because there were complaints being lodged or being allegations, whatever you want to call them.
Alleged.
And that made it to the Texans on multiple occasions and nothing transpired.
By the actual owner. The owner of the massage therapy company, you know, they were working with a company to assist them.
Tell me more.
She or he, whoever owns it, actually let the Texans know.
He said, hey, he ain't doing right. You need to get your boy.
What she said was,
basically what she
he's seeking out an unusually high number of massages from strangers on Instagram. So she warned them in advance and said, this is what's going on. So that's what they did was they decided to do the, what is it? What's the statement called? Like, when I can't say anything?
Oh, NDA.
The non-disclosure
NDA.
Agreement.
NDA, yeah.
So that's when they went to that. It was after they were warned.
So, and the reason they're one of the defendants is because people said they was complicit because they knew about
right.
it.
Right, that's right.
And they didn't do anything about it.
So they have a, and I'm assuming depending on where the facility is from where the players stay, which I've been to Houston.
No, wait, it's funny. hey, why is when we talk about this, we kind of like, we walk on like we're walking on eggshells. We're very, very careful.
Really don't know. You know, it's just like, it's just, you always
careful.
Like, yeah. Hey, look, now, I don't know if like what I heard was, you know, now you may want to check into it for yourself, but I would be careful if I was you. That's how we roll. Mm-hmm. Because now they have a hotel. They had a hotel. Mm-hmm. A room at mm-hmm. one of the local hotels in downtown Houston that the players or the team could use. And I guess on occasion they would use it for meetings. But some of the players would use it, you know.
Yeah.
For therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
And this
from Genuine Touch. Yeah. That's the name of the therapy
what
company.
Is it?
Genuine Touch.
Oh, that's the name of the company. Well,
it's a massage therapist.
I guess the touch was genuine.
Yes.
It's a massage therapist that wow. the team contracted for massage therapy, massage, and other things.
It got sideways. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey. Look, man. He's going outside
the contract. You bought
Deshaun? Well, no, it started before then. It started like, hey, you bought Deshaun. You need to stop playing. So then that turned into, okay, well, fine then. I won't use you. Because you know how this works.
Yeah. I'll
find somebody else.
Yes.
So then the therapist is like, hey, so we don't do Deshaun anymore? Oh, no, he's doing, you know, he does his own thing. So... The owner of Genuine Touch said...
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute.
So the owner of Genuine Touch said, well, I heard that he was going out doing his, you know, getting his own, you know, therapist, blah, 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 blah.
So Genuine Touch...
Instagram.
So Genuine Touch...
Lost the business.
And now they're talking. Now they stitching.
Yeah, it says the suit states that people with Genuine Touch were made aware that Watson was having sexual relations with at least one therapist during their sessions.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
So yeah, it was a progression of things.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And he got inappropriate, probably one of them or two, whatever.
Well, somebody said 24
people. No, I'm talking about with Genuine Touch.
Oh, Genuine Touch, yeah. Because they were just one of the firms that he was involved with.
And then that went from, hey, man, you can't be doing that. Because we have a contract with, you know, you can't be doing that. So, all right, fine then.
I'll go get my own.
Get my own. I still use the room. And y'all can't use it. Because I'm Deshaun Watson.
Well, according to Mary Kay... Cobot, who is she writes for the Cleveland.com, said the NFL has informed Deshaun Watson and his camp that the NFL Players Association and disciplinary officer Sue L. Robinson, who we talked about earlier, that it recommends an indefinite suspension for Watson without pay for at least a year. And sources confirmed that, okay? And said Watson, who's only 26 years old, by the way. I thought he was older than that. Watson, 26, will be permitted to apply for reinstatement after the season. That's what the NFL is recommending. Yeah. Now, whether or not Sue Robinson rolls with that, we'll find out later today.
That's going to be real touchy for them.
Yep.
As a players association, you start letting players get suspended for a year.
Yeah. Then maybe they'll stop doing those types of things. Women.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You see
set an example.
Yeah.
Because it needs to stop.
Did the Supreme Court this week show you that?
That's a whole different scenario. I mean, you know, but I could talk about that all day, but we talk about Deshaun.
But that's what I'm saying. People are people. People do things that you go, what? And they still, I mean, that's, yeah. Anyway, yeah, maybe it will. I doubt it, but maybe it will.
So interesting, though, we were talking yesterday about why those last four could be holding out.
Sure.
So if I don't take a settlement, this is a question, just thoughts. If I don't take the settlement, now does that open it up for me to not only sue him, but now the Texans?
Well, potentially, yeah.
So,
but
you know, there could be a lot of, you know, we were thinking about why some people are just still holding out for more information.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I think they have a number in mind. And they need to the settlement needs to get in that neighborhood, the number they have in mind for them to probably do something. It's outside of that, they're gonna try to hold out whatever for how long. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, we're gonna know more about this later today, maybe or tomorrow. Yeah. Robinson determines that Watson has violated the policy and imposes a suspension, a fine, or both. We're gonna find out all this out. And it's interesting that the NFL and the NFLPA is gonna have a lady decide this, as opposed to a panel, or whatever. One individual is gonna decide what the punishment gonna be. It don't look good for Deshaun.
And we're a little touchy about that.
Touchy. Talking about genuine touch. She's gonna genuine touch his ass for
exactly.
Be out the league for a year. That's what's gonna happen. By the way, that's. We'll find about that. We'll find about the other hearing that just popped up yesterday. I'm more interested in that than I am the show. Anyway,
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tons of hearings.
A bunch of hearings.
Vernon Cigars, located right here in Raleigh, has the best cigars for you to hold, smell, and taste. Be sure to visit them on Glenwood Avenue, right across from CarMax. While you're there, make sure to visit their premium cigar lounge and be sure to ask about your free gift along with your first purchase. You can also visit their website at VernonCigarsNC.com for more information. When you smoke, smoke the best, as always, from Virgin Cigars.
Wow. Yeah, I was planning to go yesterday. So we can't discuss this thing Kendrick Perkins said right out on the air. But him and they got issues with each other?
They definitely got issues with each other.
I mean, to the point where they can't be seen in the same room?
They're going back and forth.
Really?
They saying bad words.
Man, go on vacation like normal people and come back. I mean, come on, man. Go on. Everybody take a vacation and come back, okay? Look, it's okay. It's okay not to be in the news. It's okay. I mean, I'm serious. It's okay.
Not for Draymond, it isn't.
But
Day-Day.
Like, if you put a picture of two people standing next to one another preparing for a debate, you think those are the two that you would definitely walk by and say, I don't need to tune into that.
Right.
You know how you're scrolling through, like Netflix, something you see, like the previews and all of? You see those two right there? Is that one you're going to stop through and say, oh, let me see what they're talking about? No. It's not educational. It doesn't even have any point to it. I can assure you. I haven't even heard it, and I can assure you it means it's just foolishness.
So
I'm serious. I don't even know what it is. Yeah, I can assure you.
Foolishness.
It's just foolishness.
So what Reese's Day-Day is doing, all the people, the media, you know, he got a lot of criticism during the
last few games, and a lot of them were justified though.
Yeah, so he's going back and
show me the tape, Dave.
Going at some of those people, and this.
See, Draymond needs to shut up.
Take vacation.
I mean, just go on vacation, man.
Go
to Cancun and just chill.
Bye.
I mean, because you understand, Perkins got to have that mic in front of him all the time.
Right, because that's what they want him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And he know how to say foolishness
all day long
to keep it going.
Right,
that's what they do.
He's not gonna run up on Perk now.
No,
he ain't gonna
do
that.
You don't think
he's gonna do that? No, he ain't gonna do that. No, I can tell you that right now. He will not be doing that. So I'm about to listen to that offline because we can't discuss it or play it.
And I can assure you this.
Yeah,
one
what's
thing.
That?
You're gonna walk away saying, damn, I can't get that back.
Exactly.
Can't get that part of my life back.
I mean, it's a waste of time.
I mean, but then again, you may be up for some entertainment.
And really, that's what it is.
Right. You may be up for some entertainment.
What else we got to talk about? We're struggling right now.
Right.
So we got free agency.
Now, you can pull up Day-Days, but you can no longer pull up Perkins because he took it down just based on respect for his company.
Because he got what he needed. He got what he needed.
We're talking about him today.
There you go. Well, you know, I get it if it's a slow sports, like,
yeah.
So in it's like these 2 weeks of
yeah.
So everybody go on vacation, come back. But I'm seeing the news. I'm seeing other things. Want to show? Is it slow for them too? I mean, I'm seeing stories about guy worked for 27 years and didn't take a day off. I'm like, wow.
What?
I'm like, wow. I'm like,
not one day?
Not one day.
Not one. I said, huh.
He didn't get laid off, did he?
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. Well,
maybe
I worked 27. Yeah, you know, I worked 27 years. Didn't take one day off. And you gonna let me go? What? Hey, they better have security on alert. You do that.
That's right.
I didn't think of that.
It's more to the story.
That did not occur to me.
Speaking of story,
what that got no for a fact? You don't have any kids.
You got that right. We got 1 minute left, but you see the story when Charlotte Hornets drafted Mark Williams.
Yes.
And Michael gave the part of Mark to Mark Williams.
tell K-Mac what he said.
He's talking about, you know, Mitch Kupchak welcome him, call him, say, hey, welcome to the Hornets. And of course, he gave the phone to Michael. Michael said, yeah, hey, good having you on the team. Even though you're a Dookie, I take pride in that we drafted you, even though you're a Dookie.
Even though you're a Dookie.
Nice. That's nice too.
Because those other ones we drafted, they weren't, anyway.
Hey, look, that's a nice touch, though. I like that.
Keep
it going.
But the GM did tell him to go work on his game.
He said go work on his game. But Mar Williams would be good for them in the middle, though. I think I like that guy.
Maybe he should work out with his sister because she better than he is.
Yeah. Hey, keep it locked in.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.